with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to comedian Chappelle Lacey, Part 3. My favorite part of his interview was talking about my brother Bobby's admiration and love towards Chappelle, as well as hypothetical artificial intelligent sex robot companion scenarios. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the third time. He's becoming a regular on here. Please welcome back the homie, comedian, Chappelle Lacey.
All right.
You know what this is?
Yeah, that's your Starbucks.
No, no, no. I just want you to do three guesses. What do you think I use this for?
If it was you, to pee in it, if you got to go?
Yeah, it's my Starbucks urination bottle.
Is it really?
But look at how it's, see the crust on it?
Yeah, that's from peeing in it so much.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's, why?
What do you mean?
Why you do that? Is that real life?
What?
That's real life? Why'd you bring it over here, though?
I don't know. I just thought it'd be interesting to start off that way.
I wasn't going to start that way.
I know.
I had cooler things to say.
I know, but I thought we could redo it.
No.
But
you already did it.
Is this weird?
Yeah.
You know where I learned this from, though?
Who? Yeah.
Say it.
Bobby.
Yeah. How did you know?
Because.
How did you know?
What? Because
you know you're starting to learn about my brother, aren't you?
He teaches all. That's
in
what it is.
In 1994, 95.
They didn't even have those out in the 90s,
no,
though.
He had the little ones.
They had those in the 90s?
Yeah, he had the little Frappuccino.
Well, I guess I wasn't drinking coffee in the 90s.
His whole.
I forget you're younger than me.
His white truck, the bed of the truck, had hundreds of these bottles filled with urine.
Man. I wanted to start in a cooler way. I had different words and shit.
How was I
gonna start?
Yeah, go ahead. How were you gonna start?
I was gonna say, hey, do you play that intro, the same intro every time?
No, I try to do a variation of
variation.
The similar but a different.
Yeah,
you like it?
The intro is my favorite part.
You know, I love you. Your family.
No, your family.
You're always welcome here.
Your family.
And I have to.
Well, if I'm always welcome here, I do want to. Then I love this place. Every time I come to your pod. The thing I always mention the most is how much I love your apartment.
Why?
And because it's ideal for me. No matter how much money.
It's a room.
No matter how much money I fucking have, this is ideal to me.
You said something before the camera started rolling.
And I'm going to get there.
Go ahead.
I'm going to get there.
Go ahead. I'm going to let you do it. See, look.
Bruh.
I'm gonna interrupt you.
Can we fucking.
What do you want to do?
I want to have a slumber party here.
We're not gonna have
Let me spend the night, dude.
No, I don't know.
Bro, this is like.
Dude,
bro,
I'm almost 50, bro. That ain't happening, bro.
I'm 3 years from 40.
Dude.
So here's the thing.
Why?
Here's the thing. Because.
No.
We got to relive our youth in a way that, like, and you have a setup that helps us relive our youth. And, like, I could. Dude, I can set up, like, a little pallet right there.
I'll only do it if you do the Ouija board in here.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I don't believe in that shit anyway. So that's that white people shit. But but we can watch TV, watch movies and shit. We can watch the old fucking Wu-Tang movies,
dude. But we're adults.
I know
now.
I know.
Dude.
But we got to feel a little bit.
I'll
of
do it
nostalgia.
If Toby comes.
We got to feel nostalgia.
Would Toby come?
He would not.
Shout out to Toby.
Shout out
Toby and his son, Max.
Yeah, shout out Toby and Max. I love that kid. Yeah.
He's a good kid.
He's a good kid, man.
He's handsome. A great kid. He's a handsome kid.
Handsome devil. Serves and plays drums. And then works at a restaurant.
And the ladies love him. And the ladies love that kid.
Yep.
So shout out. I know he just had a birthday, right? Did Max just have a
Max
birthday?
Yeah, Max just had a birthday.
Happy belated birthday to Max.
Yeah, our birthdays are 3 days apart.
How close are you with Toby? I mean, he loves you. You and Toby.
Yeah.
Is that like your brother?
Pretty much, yeah.
Shout out to Toby Morrison.
It's like my L.A. dad.
I mean, you guys clicked up, right?
Immediately.
Yeah. So out of hit, like, what the name of his podcast is One Life.
One Life, One Chance.
One Life, One Chance.
Yeah.
How much are you present there? Like,
not too often. Not too often.
What was your most funnest episode?
Shit,
there?
I've done so many of them that I honestly
like.
That's like asking me a favorite concert. Like I've been to so many concerts that the only way I'll remember, is if you go, "Hey, you ever seen this group before?" That's the only way I can remember.
I want to hear.
Otherwise, I'm like,
it's so blur. It's a blur.
It's all a blur.
Have you ever been to a concert?
But when it's mentioned.
Yeah, here, have the last. Can you have the last licorice?
Yeah, I can. There's not one in here. Oh, there's.
Yeah.
But when it's mentioned, though, like, I could tell you all about the concert. It's like, I don't forget the concert. It's just, I forget all who I've seen. But if you're like, "Oh, you ever seen Busta Rhymes?" Yeah. I'll be like, "Yeah, twice."
You've seen Busta Rhymes?
Yeah, twice.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm gonna just throw things out there. Method Man.
Yeah.
Old Dirty Bastard.
No.
Mobb Deep.
No.
Black Flag.
Mm-mm, no.
Suicidal Tendencies. Yeah. Suicidal Tendencies? Mm-hmm. Dead Kennedys.
No, I haven't seen the Kennedys.
Beastie Boys.
No, I didn't get to.
Beck.
No.
Blur.
No.
Weezer.
Nah.
Throw one in
there. I like one album by them. So I probably wouldn't like...
Pixies.
I haven't, but they played with Modest Mouse at the Hollywood Bowl long ago.
You heard it here.
Did you go?
No, I'll go with you, though.
We'll do that.
Would it be weird for an Asian guy and a black guy to be at a Pixies concert, though?
I don't know. Have you ever seen Rush Hour?
Dude, that's why you're selling out the theaters. No, but you're headlining.
I'm headlining. Dude, give yourself.
What are you about to do? What are you doing right now?
No, I'm just adjusting.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I thought you were doing
something.
Oh, you
thought I had a gun?
I thought you had a nervous tick. You're like
no, I don't have no nervous tick. I don't get nervous. No, dude. Yeah, I'm headlining. I think I've been headlining like full on. As a full-on headliner by myself, maybe almost 2 years.
There you go.
But like, when I started, I didn't have as many dates. But this year in 2024, these are the most tour dates that I've ever had. Let me tell you, selling tickets is very fucking hard.
Well, that's why you're here.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, partially. Man, so get your tickets today. We're gonna do it right. We're gonna do it throughout.
Yeah.
Support the homie here. Get your tickets today at ChappelleLacey.com.
Yeah.
Get your tickets today at ChappelleLacey.com. Yeah. How much for a seat? How much for a ticket?
I don't know.
Whatever, man.
I think I'm like in the $18 to $22 range or something like that.
Pay the fee.
Yeah. Come see me.
And see this guy, all right? You don't meet women at your shows, man?
No, I'm not that kind of guy.
I mean, because that's surprising.
That's a good question.
Let me ask my intern. You know, is he a handsome guy or is he a handsome guy?
Right? Yeah.
But she just said you're a handsome guy. Yeah. What's the deal, dude?
What's the deal with that?
What's the deal? Is it L.A.?
You know what? You
should have like hundreds of girlfriends right now.
That's not my style, though.
What? One good one.
Yeah, but I...
Loyal girlfriend.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like that.
Is it L.A.? Never, is it hard in L.A.?
To find a significant other?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's hard in L.A. as much as it's like hard...
In general?
Like, in general. Like, I think it's hard in general.
You don't try.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I could just tell. I mean, I'm just guessing you probably don't try. You probably don't.
Yeah.
You're not a DM guy. You're probably not on your DMs doing, you know, some guys put in work like that.
Want to know why? Because I've never been that person in general. And, like, to start that in, like, my 30s, like, that's weird.
Well, let's hear about what your style is and how you met your first girlfriend then. What was your style back then?
My style? Oh, Dragon Fist.
What does that mean?
Dragon Fist. That's just...
Dragon Fist. Yeah, okay, God, just okay. You gotta hit me later.
This is the Jackie Chan movie.
Yeah, okay, Dragon Fist. So you just kind of chilled.
What, when?
You just let them. You let them come to you. You didn't like.
Yeah, I've never been one to like. Never like. I don't like initiate because you know what it is.
Fear of rejection.
Fear of rejection.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for $1. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Also, I don't, I guess I just never assume that women find me attractive.
She just said you're a good looking
man. I know that, but like, I'm so like clueless that like you would have to like straight up be like, I find you attractive. Like the whole like middleman of like playing the game and shit.
Yeah, you don't do that.
No.
So you run no game.
Nah.
You run zero game.
Zero.
Zero.
I mean, sometimes, I mean, if I find it,
if you
I'm
saw
clever
baddie
about it,
at the improv, I'm talking baddie. Nah, I don't know if I would talk. From Brazil. Miss Baddie from Brazil.
I don't know if I would talk.
Would you get tongue twisted?
Hold on, I'm sweating.
Can I take off the sweatshirt?
Yeah, I take this off too. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Are you hot too?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Dude, this is a slumber party. Right?
Yeah, we're having a slumber party. Yeah.
You going to stop right there or something? Oh, you're still recording? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
For this conversation, because these conversations get me nervous.
Why?
Because I'm
this
like,
is the stuff you need to like talk about to get it off your chest, bro.
We do, brother.
Because we talked the other day when you brought, what was that one place, that one vegan smoothie place you brought me to where I
Green
got
Table.
That? Yo, that place was bomb. I really enjoyed it there. Can we give them a shout out?
Yeah, let's give a shout out to Green Table.
So Green Table.
Shout out to Led.
I got that little
Led
tiramisu piece. And then what I had, the Americano.
Yeah, you're strong. You're strong.
Yeah. That was good. So shout out to them.
Shout out to Green Table.
Did they hook you up there?
Yeah, they love. Dude, I love Led.
What's going on here? What's that?
One of my homies, they're called End It. They're out of Baltimore.
Hardcore?
Baltimore hardcore, yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. Mm-hmm. Baltimore has a hardcore scene, Maryland?
Do they? I was just there, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it strong?
Strong.
Okay.
Strong.
And then you perform, you don't meet people, you don't meet
women
at your hardcore shows,
you know,
man?
Come on, man. I know, but like...
You're the lead.
I've tried to like... Listen, I'm not saying like zero game. I got to take that back. I've like tried, but I'm like... I think I'm just a fucking dork.
No, you're not. You're a cool guy.
I'm a cool guy for sure.
I look at you as a cool guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think I'm not cool. But like, when I say dork, I don't think it's like I'm talking in the term of like interaction, like with women.
Yeah.
You know,
are you shy, dude?
My ex girlfriend, like when we started hanging out, there was one time, the first time we like, one of the first few times we hung out. We were, we went up and like walked like a trail at night, whatever, sitting at like the top of like Mulholland or some shit. And I was like, we were just talking, never did anything, no makeouts, nothing, right? Nothing, none of that. And dog, I kissed her on the forehead. And that's exactly what her reaction was.
Dude, I'm about to kick you out of here.
She started laughing.
I'm about to kick you out of this apartment.
But that's who I am.
Dude.
That's
don't
who
be
I
saying
am.
That on the Stevie Weeby show,
yeah,
bro.
I kissed
don't
her.
Be saying those
we
things.
We were sitting at the top, and I was just
on the
like,
Stevie Weeby show,
and I just
bro.
Went like, and I.
I don't want to hear those things, bro.
I just like, I was just sitting there, and then
oh, dude.
I just leaned in and kissed her on the forehead, and then
dude,
yeah,
dude,
yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Okay, so I gotta retract a couple things.
What is
you
Stevie
ain't spending the
time,
night here,
time
dude.
Stamp
no,
that.
No,
time
you ain't,
stamp
there
that.
Ain't no sleepovers here, bro.
Because
this is the cool boys' corner here.
I know. I know.
I was gonna give you. I was gonna propose
something. But you see
something.
What I'm saying? I at like how
dude,
I am,
dude.
I'm a dork.
The forehead, bro?
Yeah.
Might as well invite him to a Bible study, bro. What is your problem, broski?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
That, yeah. You're like, I think you're a cool guy. And then I say that, and you change your fucking mind,
dude,
yo.
Why do you do that, man? Were you that in high school?
I know. I never been in a relationship. My first relationship was at 31. I'm
37
now.
How long were you with her?
4 years.
That's a long time to be with someone, man.
Yeah.
You must have learned something on the way.
How to just be a great guy.
But did you live with, you guys live together?
No, we didn't live together.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's a different thing when you all start living.
Yeah. So like,
yeah.
You know, yeah, I know. I'm a dork in that sense.
So when you, because you're in the comedy scene, so do you,
so imagine
you think of yourself as a dork even on and off stage as well?
I don't think I'm, I think I'm a, yeah, for sure. Yes.
Dude, you got a big ass puma on your chest, bro.
Panther
puma, it's badass.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like Conor McGregor tough.
No, also like, I also got very insecure about my body too.
What do you mean, dude?
I'm bigger than what I like used to be.
What do you mean?
I got like insecure about it.
Really?
Yeah.
You weigh yourself or something?
Yeah, no. It's not even as much the weight as much like how I look.
Really?
But I've been training like really fucking hard. The hardest I've ever trained.
Right now?
One of my homegirls, yeah, she's been helping me out.
What are you doing? What's your regimen? Like, what's going on here?
She has me doing a bunch of shit.
Like, what'd you do today? Give us an example.
I didn't go today.
Okay, but what do you usually do? Give us the rundown.
I go in, I start off, and I like, you know, like I do these like stretches. I do these stretches because I want my splits back.
Because
when I cheered, I had my fucking splits.
And you
could
flip. People don't know you could flip.
Yeah,
you could flip.
All that shit.
Yeah.
So I want all that like that stuff back. So so she has me do these like stretches in the morning. Then I walk on the treadmill, like a incline walk, like, you know, intense for like 5 minutes or so. Then I like get these weights, do these lunges. Then I do like this like a bunch of like that kind of shit. Then some of the stuff I don't know exactly because I don't know the workout world from like too strongly, but it's not the way like I used to work out. Like I used to just be like lifting a bunch of fucking weight, which was like kind of boring to me. But I like this like shit where I'm like, what is it called?
Cardio?
No, calisthenics.
Calisthenics.
Where it's like a lot of movement. It reminds me of like, so this I actually like that better because it's more like cheerleading to me.
It's like aerobics. It's like aerobics.
Yeah, because cheerleading's like fast paced and you're like lifting and all stuff. Yeah, so I do that.
You didn't meet women cheerleading?
Dog, okay, put it this way.
I've seen these movies, man.
When I cheered, I'll explain it like this.
Dude, there's women everywhere, bro.
Exactly. You're right. You're right.
Bring it on. You're Kirsten right. Dunst. Come on. We all grew up with these movies.
Most of the women that I've, you know, had a sexual relationship with.
Weren't cheerleaders.
Were cheerleaders. Yeah, most of
there
them.
There you
yeah.
go.
But they literally had to like throw, like they had to like, hey. You know?
You know what I feel like doing?
And
wake up,
also,
McFly.
And
is anybody
also,
home?
So with me, and then there was times, Stevie, where like, you know, say I hooked up with a girl, right?
Oh,
and to them, it was like, you know, just one night, right? But to me, I was like, yo, like, you know.
You wanted to marry.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, you.
You caught feels?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why, like, I'm gonna be real.
Dude, get off. I'm about to kick you out of this place, man.
I'm going
to
be real with you.
Now I'm, like, my whole concept of you is changing, bro. I thought you were a grizzly bear,
no,
man.
No, listen.
You're really a little docile little fern.
Yeah.
You're a scared, timid fern.
Put it this way. My ex and I broke up 2 years ago. I went full on monk and haven't had sex since.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have an intervention, man.
But you got to realize, okay,
mean,
I'll tell
you
why.
What do you mean by that? Nothing? No porn, no nothing?
No. Oh, porn? I mean, yeah. Come on. Yeah. But I'll tell you why. Because those, like, I've never been in a relationship. That was my first relationship. And those feelings I had were pretty damn strong, right? I didn't even
how strong.
Strong.
Like you wanted to, like, yeah. Let's marry, let's be together.
Bro, did you just hear what I said about my one night stands? I was trying to fall in love with one night stands. Yes, I was trying to marry a girl that I was with for 4 years. So, he's stupid.
I'm not going to interrupt you anymore.
No, but it's good, brother. Good, brother.
Keep going.
I lost my train of thought what I was talking about.
About the relationship.
Yeah, about the relationship. Oh, yeah. So those feelings were so strong that, like, when things ended, like, that is, like, hard to, like, let go of, you know, because of feelings that I had. So for me, I was like, I can't do anything. Otherwise, I'm going to feel very fucking weird.
What do you mean you can't do anything?
Like, just like, you know, some people are like when they end a relationship, they're like, they just go out and they fucking hook up.
Get a rebound.
They get these rebounds. They hook up with a bunch of girls. Yeah. And whereas like me, like I was like, I can't do that. Otherwise,
You shut down.
I'm a very sensitive guy.
Yeah.
I'm very sensitive. Yeah. And I know my emotions really, like I'm very in tune with my, like, emotionally.
Yeah.
So, like, you see what I'm saying?
No. I know exactly what you're saying.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for $1. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Oh. Shut down and then you mentioned the monk mode.
Yeah.
You just,
Not like 100% monk, but like I just went and you just had to
hermit up.
Find that zen. And I have a brand that I'm relaunching now, but my brand is called Love Is Tight. Shout out to Love Is Tight, my clothing brand.
I have to restock
everything and relaunch it. So
but
it'll be on my website, ChappelleLacey.com.
Yeah,
so look out for that.
So
with that, I didn't even make Love Is Tight merch. Once we broke up, I couldn't even make that merch. But then I had to go through these things and figure out life because if I do something, like, I have to feel it, and there has to be strong substance behind it. And, like, because the thing is like, I want to always deliver my best, and the only way for me to do that is I truly have to feel it. If I don't feel it, then it's going to, the authenticity is going
to
be trash.
I mean, that's relative to anything out there.
Yeah.
People doing art or whatever you're doing, you can't half hat. Like, if you're going to put something out.
Are you my therapist?
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah, how much pain were you in? Like, how much time did it take you to actually really recover from that breakup?
It took me a while.
Because I was a late bloomer, too. My first relationship, I think I was in my late 20s or something like
that. Yeah.
She's already been, women are like more, they start dating earlier, they mature faster. Me, it really messed me up where she lived near here.
Yeah.
And she, dude, check this out. Mm-hmm. So she said, I just want to be alone. This is my first one, Amy.
Yeah.
She goes, I just want to be alone. And I go, okay. And so my homeboy from Arizona was visiting me, my homie Derek, he was my roommate.
Shout out to Derek.
Yeah, he's a Native American dude.
He's a professor now. Yeah, yeah, you talking about him.
But he was visiting me.
Yeah.
And we were walking up. We were walking back from IHOP. We just ate breakfast.
Yeah.
Guess who we saw walking up there?
Your brother.
No.
Sorry.
Amy. With her new man.
Really?
Holding hands.
How long after was this?
About a month and a half.
Month and a half.
Do you know how much pain I was in?
Pain.
It was pain.
Pain.
It was. Have you seen that movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Jim Carrey. Oh, no, I haven't seen it.
Well, it was that kind of pain.
Yeah.
Where he's trying to.
Yeah.
Like, erase his memory.
Yeah.
That type of pain.
So, yeah, my level of pain, because I know my. Like, I'm super emotionally in tune. And I know that's why I say no to a lot of things that people ask me to do.
Why?
Because I know it'll piss me. Like, I know when I get there, like if someone asks me to go bowling.
You won't go bowling?
No, I know how mad I'll be.
Why?
Because I'm like, why am I fucking sitting here bowling? For 2 hours throwing a fucking heavy ass ball?
Because it's a social activity. You might meet a female.
Oh,
that
I have to do it there? I have to do it there?
You never know, though.
I have to do it there?
You don't have to, but things might happen at the bowling alley. That's what I'm saying.
I fucking hate bowling.
All right.
So much. Okay. I hate, every time someone asks me to go bowling, I go.
What's worse than bowling? Top Golf? I'll never do
people
that.
People can eat a dick with Top Golf.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What's
Top Golf?
It's like a shooting range.
Yeah, it's a shoot for golfers.
For golfers, yeah, and you fucking just like.
I'm sure all the fraternities and sororities.
It's almost like a style of bowling. Like the same format in a sense.
You won't catch me there.
Yeah, you play
for
points.
You will not catch us there.
All that shit. But yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, but anyways.
I don't know.
Like in the somewhat of a monk route.
Yeah.
Like I just know how I get, and I know how strong my anger is, too. So.
Well, we all have anger issues, man.
Yeah, but I know the level I'll go to.
I saw a little piece of your anger when you're out driving, and this dude cut you. You don't remember, but you're tailing the guy, and you and I had, yeah, bro. It was on Olympic, and
I don't tail.
I see the side of him, and he goes, motherfucker.
I don't tail.
Well, dude.
I don't tell.
I saw some of that.
We were on Wilshire. But I don't tell.
No. You were chasing. You were speeding
up. I didn't chase
him.
No, I was trying to.
Up,
he
bro.
Was going really slow, and I was trying to like just pass him.
You were pissed off.
And then he like sped up, so
you're
I couldn't
pissed,
like
bro.
Get in front of him.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to piss you off. I mean, do you get angry? Do you get in fights and stuff?
I haven't fought like a long. I mean, last time I've like physically like in a physical altercation was a Wu-Tang concert.
Oh,
that was like when I was 20.
We want to hear all about that.
So,
set it up for us.
I went to see Wu-Tang. I went to see Wu-Tang
concert.
At like
write that down. Fight
it was like a few weeks before my birthday. Me and my homies went to go see Wu-Tang at the Marquee Theater. Shout out Marquee Theater in Tempe. Yeah.
Where? What street?
Right on Mill. Like you take Mill Ave straight down, and then it's
maybe
like
after my time, towards Van Buren.
Before Van Buren, Washington.
Sixth and Mill.
No, like Washington.
Okay.
You take Mill and you hit Washington. Ooh. Just over that bridge.
Gotcha.
Just over that bridge.
By that Circle K?
Yeah, just over that bridge.
Gotcha.
There's quite a few girls that were like up front, like Wu-Tang, we're waiting for Wu-Tang to come out.
The whole crew was there?
Yeah, me and my homies, yeah.
No, the whole Wu-Tang clan was there. All of them.
All but ODB, obviously. Yeah. Because this was 08. And so this dude was like shoving, big guy.
How big was he?
Way bigger than me. For sure, 1,000%.
How much he weigh?
I'd say he was like 6'4".
Debo looking motherfucker?
Yeah. And so he was like shoving these girls into like
shoving them?
To the railing, the thing
yeah,
that
the
separated.
Railing. Yeah.
What do they call it?
It's a rail guard. It's a
rail gate. Yeah, whatever the fuck. I can't remember what they call it.
It's called
thing.
The railing.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Barricade. There we go. Yeah. So the barricade. Yeah, he was like shoving, and they were like,
the
"Yo,
silver
get up!"
Barricade.
Yeah, and he was a big dude because he was just like being.
Was he doing it like this?
No, he was like laying his like shoving his body into
no,
them
with
like
his elbow?
Wu-Tang.
With his elbow? Yeah.
No, not with his elbow. Like his body, like his arms out in his body, like. Like this.
Oh, so he was doing this?
Yeah, he was like, Wu-Tang.
He was like, Wu-Tang.
Yeah. And the girls were like, yo, stop. Like, you're squeezing us.
Yeah.
And he was like, shut up. You know, like, just being dumb.
Was he drunk?
And then I was like, hey, man, you got to chill.
You said that to the big guy?
Yeah, I said, hey, man, you got to chill. Right? And then the girls were like, thank you. And then he kept doing it again. I said, hey, man, you really got to chill. I was like, you're hurting them. And then he was like, shut up. And then I just grabbed him and just shoved him to the ground. I just like threw his ass, like fucking
the big guy.
I just grabbed him. I grabbed him by like his like this.
Yeah, and then you.
Yeah, I grabbed him by like this, and just fucking boom, like kind of like pulled my body and his body to where I could like, because he was a big dude.
Was your adrenaline pumping? Or
oh hell yeah!
So
you're
mm-hmm. jacked. Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I remember I was wearing like a cutoff tee.
Oh damn.
Yeah, but you gotta realize I was like I was pretty like I'm a good size. Like
I know.
Like
dude,
I wasn't.
I mean, you're not a skinny.
Yeah, it wasn't like a skinny dude.
You're pretty built there, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
like,
not a weak guy.
Like the thing was, is like he has obviously he had height on me and stuff like that. He had to be like maybe like 6'3" around
was
there.
He fat? He might have been fat. Bro.
He was he was a chubbier guy. He had chub on him for sure.
Yeah.
And so I just threw him to the ground, and then he fucking got all like he just didn't expect it because it happened so fast. You know what I mean? You gotta realize, in cheerleading, like I throw people. I know it's like tiny girls, but like you know how to throw somebody. You know what I mean? So I just kind of like knew how to just move my body in a way.
Experience, man.
And it all happened so fast, but like, you know, I just remember him hitting the floor. Everyone's like, "Yo!" And then him like fucking, and then he just like peaced out.
Oh, so nothing. So he didn't even fight back?
No, he didn't even. And I thought he was because I was ready for it.
So
he didn't even fight back.
So you put up your dukes?
No, I just watched him, you know, and then he.
But you didn't watch him just but like,
he
like you watch him come.
But he
like,
did one of those like, okay, yeah. He did one of those kind of like scurry backs and then got up.
His eyes were closed like the way you're doing?
No, no, that's me remembering.
Oh, that's you remembering. Mm-hmm. So his eyes weren't closed like that?
No. This is me like remembering it.
Okay. What was his. So. His eyes weren't closed, but was he looking at you like?
Yeah, he was just like, whoa.
Oh, so
like,
he was shook.
Yeah.
He was
like,
shook.
You, like, it's like he was on the ground, but he's like scooting back.
Oh, he was scooting back.
Yeah. So that's why I knew he didn't want to fight. But I was, because I was just like, yo, like, you know.
Can I be honest with you?
I had my boys with me too.
Oh, okay. So he was scared of you.
Yeah, I had boys with
me. Yeah, exactly.
My boys were all ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boys are always ready.
So how deep were you there at the woods?
And I never tried, like, the thing is like, I never try to fight.
I never try to fight. You're nice, dude. I know you're not.
I don't know. I'm not one to just like let's do violence. You know, I'm not active on it like that. It's like obviously, you know, at times, you know.
So that's a thing that you might react to if they're picking.
Yeah,
because
it's
at
like
concert,
yeah, it was like
you'll stand up for the woman.
Dude, there was one time, also on Mill. Remember that Jack in the Box on Mill?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So after the club,
there used to be a Hooters on there too.
That's still there. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there's after
with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a 4-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Oh, maybe it is or maybe it isn't. But after the, me and my buddies, we just got done, you know, doing the whole bar hop thing on Mill. Mm-hmm. And we went to Jack in the Box after because all the clubs had closed, all the bars had closed. And this is at the time when I was still drinking. And so we walk into the Jack in the Box and one of my buddies, it was three of us, one of my buddies had like skipped the line. Walked all the way to the front, and me and my boy, we stood in the back of the line because it was a long line. Me and my boy, we were in the back of the line. We just started laughing, right? And these two dudes that were sitting down eating, one of the dudes was like, "Man, I ain't scared of you," like to me, and I was just like,
"What did he look like?"
I don't know, like
just be honest,
Filipino dude.
It was a Filipino guy.
Yeah, it was two Filipino dudes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he was just looking at me. He's like,
"Man, the Pinoys got hard, huh?
Yeah.
They're not gonna back down from nobody."
So he was like, "I ain't scared of you." And
but
we were like,
"I'm not fool."
Yeah. And so I was like, "Oh, hey man, no, we're good.
Yeah,
we're all
yeah,
love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like
they got tattoos."
No, they were wearing like kind of like they were dressed up.
They
were dressed up.
So they were bar like the polos.
Yeah. They were dressed
sport.
Up.
Yeah.
And so I was like, "Hey man, it's all love. We're all chill here."
Did he punch your hand?
He punched my hand. His boy was like, his boy was trying to be cool. His boy was like, "Hey, chill, man. Like, stop.
Yeah,
what are you doing?"
Yeah.
And
he punched your hand?
Yeah. And then my boy was like, what did my boy said? He said, because my boy, he didn't like that.
He was like,
I can't remember. He said something that triggered the dude to stand up. Right. And then, I wish I remember what he said. It was something, I don't know if he was like, "Man, fuck that motherfucker."
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And then the guy stands up and he goes, "What'd you say to me?" And then, Oh no, my boy said, you don't know who, he said, oh, he said, you don't know who you're fucking with. Cause I was known as like a brawler. All my friends knew me as like we kind of all were.
Yeah,
where we grew up. Like of course. Just like,
I mean, you'd go to hardcore like, shows.
Yeah. You know, like kind of like, you know, average brawling or whatever. Wasn't like we were like looking for it, but I was always like down to do it. But anyway, so this my boy said, you don't know who you're fucking with. And then the guy stands up, he goes, what'd you say to me? And looks at me, I go, I didn't say that. Like, I was just like, my homie said that. He goes, no, fuck that. What'd you say? What, you said that shit. Or, yeah, you said that shit.
This is and a Jack in the Box?
It's in the Jack in the Box, right? And there's a security guard in there, chubby security guard.
I got a free show.
And I was like, man, it's all love. It's all good. I was like, here, look, I'm dapping up your boy. And I was like, I'm going to dap you up. He goes,
so you came in peace.
Fuck that. Yeah, I came in peace. He was like, you're a bitch. You're a bitch. And then my boy was like, what did he say? He said, he goes, man, this man will fuck you up. And the guy grabs my arm and he had his drink in it. He had a drink in his hand.
Go ahead, do it.
And he tries, and he goes to throw it at me, but he, no. Yeah. He threw it this way.
Yeah.
So he throws the drink this way while holding my arm.
Yeah.
And I kind of was just like,
can I guess what you did?
What, yeah.
Then you went like that.
No.
Oh.
No. My boy. We call him Pac.
Yeah.
We used to call him Tupacalypse because he got big lips.
Yeah.
So we call him Tupacalypse. Shout out Pac. Shout out
to our main man Pac.
Shout out Pac.
Yeah.
So Pac is like 6'4".
Pac put
right?
him up.
Right. And Pac's got a reach.
Oh,
right?
So
right after the dude threw the drink at me and missed, my homie, like, I was trying to back him up because he was like getting rowdy.
Yeah.
He reached over me. Clocked that dude in the chin. He was
straight
laid.
Right. Straight right?
Straight right. And I'm telling you, he hit the pressure point. Dude fucking on the ground.
Oh, dude.
And then I was like, yep. And then his homie was like, what the fuck? Trying to get him up.
Oh, my God.
And then I was like, Pac, we got to book it. And so we started booking it. We walk out. And my boys, the security guard comes out. He goes, hey, get back here. And I think I said something like, bitch, I ain't in high school. And then we just took off running, right?
Yeah.
And so we take off running. You know, found my brother because my brother had to win. He's like, what's up? Why y'all running? He goes, this motherfucker trying to fight you, pal. I laid that motherfucker out. But anyways, Pac had reach.
So,
but like all of us, man, like we, you know.
I'm just saying, I know like the viewers here are probably like 90% males.
Yeah.
But to the 5% of females watching this.
Yeah.
I mean, God, reach out to this guy. He's handsome. He's got a nice career.
Reaching out.
He's got a good career going for him. Now, if a lady happens to DM you, are you going to message back? Are you going to be friendly with your internet game or what, bro? Because these stories you're telling, women might... Do you find this stuff attractive?
Yeah.
Defending
women. Shit, this is coming from a female, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheerleader. I know that's always... Go ahead.
You know women will show up to my shows just because I was a cheerleader?
They will?
Yeah.
See,
I didn't even know you were comedy. I just saw that you were a cheerleader, so I was like, I got to see this guy.
To your comedy shows.
Yeah.
So you're saying women will show up to your comedy shows knowing that
but you gotta realize, you know what it is with me though? I don't give off a vibe that I'm
No.
I don't give off a vibe that I'm trying to fuck.
No. But you're not. You don't give off a vibe like you were an ex cheerleader either.
Nah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no one's implying that. No one's saying you're.
Yeah.
It could be start out as a coffee date. Like, hey, you want to get a cup of coffee, or you want to go to that one vegan place that you know near Toby's spot.
Folks with coffee. I'm like a half calf kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know?
So, ladies. I know it's mostly guys that watch this, okay? But to the ladies out there, the 5 to 7%, okay, who are subscribed to these.
You got 7% women?
Probably less. the 3.8% female.
They're probably going to share this to their single female friends.
There you go. So if you're a single and you think, you know, he's a good guy.
Single dude.
The single dudes who have homegirls that might like.
No, the dudes could be in a relationship or not. Like, why you keep saying single dude?
No, to the single females out there, the 3.8 to 4% to 5% to the 5% that watch the YouTube to or subscribe to my YouTube channel. Holler at my main man Chappelle Lacey. He's doing everything correctly. He's a good
dork.
Guy. Yeah, but you know what? There might be an equivalent female dork out there for you. Who you know, a beautiful lady who's she thinks she's a dork, but she's beautiful. Right, Chels? Am I getting somewhere here? Yeah. So what are you looking for, man?
What?
What are you looking for in a relationship? Like, what kind of females are you? I mean, if you were to meet someone, like, what kind of women are you into? Does race matter?
Black lives matter. I'm just kidding. No, but Korean lives matter. Asian hate. Stop it. Stop Asian hate.
But you don't care. White, brown, red. No, it don't matter for you.
Yeah. What I look for, someone who is emotionally in tune. Is what I really like.
What does that mean?
Meaning, like, you care about how you deliver yourself emotionally to, and someone that is able to treat themselves well. Because I know if they treat themselves well, they'll treat others well. You know what I mean? Because the emotionally in tune, like understanding how to like control your emotions and understanding like when. It's like, hey, we don't have to get to this level. Like, let's find this common ground. Like, how do we do that? Is always down to like find solutions. Not saying like my ex was in this like weirdly, but I'm just saying what I like in general. You know, like, trying to think of what else.
No, does the comedy scene? Are there like dudes that are the opposite of you? Like in the LA comedy scene, there's like the GQ smooth motherfuckers that they're always hitting on women at the clubs that exists.
Yeah, yeah.
That must exist in LA and in the comedy scenes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're the opposite of that.
Opposite.
And that turns you off. You're like, I'm out.
What turns what?
Well, just that scene, the whole comedy scene.
Yeah, because it's just never been me.
Yeah, but that exists, right?
Yeah, that
exists.
I mean, of course.
We're not saying any names. We kind
of that exists. Yeah, that exists like anywhere. You know, no matter what the setting is.
Even when
I did valet, like all it was all dudes working valet, and of course, like they were always like, you know,
hitting up, trying to get numbers.
Yeah.
Because even like Bob was saying, like I'm not gonna say any names, but he said he was seeing someone, and then he said that another fellow comedian's like, "Hey, bro, are you seeing her?" And he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "I'm seeing her too."
Oh yeah. That's...
So I'm sure that exists too, where in the LA comedy scene, you don't even know your good homie that's a comedian friend might be you know what I mean? Like might be dating like the one you're dating too. If they met him in the comedy scene.
That's a possibility.
Well, that exists, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird, bro.
But yeah, I guess someone who understands what like being grounded means.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for $1. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
No matter what level that they're at is like success-wise, you know, that's like very important to me.
Mm-hmm. You're focused on your career.
I'm always, but I don't think... The one thing I don't like is when someone says, you hear a lot of people say this, where like, I just need to focus on like this thing, this thing or whatever. And it's like, well, I disagree with that kind of stuff because no matter what it is, like it doesn't even have to be comedy. Like it'd be like, oh, I need to focus on, you know, becoming a manager, working my way to become a manager at a hotel or whatever.
That's
right.
Fine. Yeah.
I think because like that takes you out of reality, you know. It takes you out of like a human connection.
What do you mean if a person wants to be a manager of a hotel?
No, like when they say, I can't be with anyone, so I need to fuck because I need to focus on this.
Oh, does that make sense now? Yeah. They're so tunnel vision. They're so focused on that one goal. They can't focus on any. Can't you multitask though? I mean,
everyone can.
Isn't that life?
Yeah, that's just what this is. Life is.
You could be a manager and be this and be that.
Yeah, because I don't think like if you have the right human, I don't think they're gonna steer you away from you trying to do those things. Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I spend fucking all my time in like an office, but also I'm single. But like, if I had other things, like I would know how to balance that.
Would you ever move to if Rogan hits you up in the near future and says, "Hey, move to Texas," and then he offers you to be a regular at the Mothership Comedy Club? And then would you consider moving out there? How a lot of
communities. Austin reminds me too much of Arizona.
It does.
Huh? And I moved out of Arizona like.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of does, but it's a little different though, right? I mean, just.
Than Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, there's.
Similar.
There's no taxes, right, on some of this.
Oh, like, yeah. Are you talking about that sense?
Yeah.
But I mean.
So you wouldn't want to. You like Cali that much.
I love it here.
You love it.
Yeah, because, you know, I worked my ass off to move out of Arizona. Yeah.
To come here.
And I do a lot here, man. I do.
I know.
There's a lot of things that have, like, helped me. Now, obviously, like, depending on, like, where I'm at, like, that might change, you know, as I'm older. But I mean. I do so much here, and I don't know, man. I have a great time here, and I've done a lot of great things, and continue to do a lot of great things. And you know, I feel like every time, you know, when I wake up and get to go out every day, like everything's right there for me to be able to explore and do whatever I want with it. You know, like I don't know, man. I'm basically a guy who. Doesn't take life too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't want to make things fucking difficult ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people make mistakes. People don't make mistakes. But you know, I'm just sick of giving a fuck about a lot of shit that doesn't really that I don't think is like necessarily important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's just a lot of shit I just do not give a fuck about.
But there's stuff that you do. Give a fuck about.
There's a lot of shit that I give a fuck
like
about.
Like the LKC. LKC, baby.
Lesser Known Characters, which is a podcast that him and Joel does.
And their format is awesome. It's a musical. It's a music podcast.
Yeah.
How many episodes deep are you in it?
Probably like 40 right now or something like that. 40-something.
So let's go down to all the stuff you're doing and the best ways cats can support you. So you got lesser known characters, which you and Joel are doing.
Yeah.
When are those episodes dropped?
We drop those episodes every Monday morning. Monday morning, we drop those episodes. It's a really fucking fun podcast.
Fun.
What I love about it is like we riff and get to know people through their musical interests.
Good time.
Yeah.
When we have fun. Watching Far Side clips and Modest Mouse clips.
We actually got. Because we did.
Episode two okay?
Yeah, no, it did great, bro. You were like one of our biggest episodes.
You get yours today. Yeah. Lesser Known Characters, subscribe today.
We got to have you back on because we have a new format.
You already know.
Yeah, you haven't done it this way.
I know, but I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah. And can I tell you something? I'm already foreseeing your future as far as going back to the female thing. It's going to happen when you least expect it, and I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I don't really.
I don't even. It's just going to happen organically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I tell you something that kind of bothered me today at the Starbucks near Target?
Tell me.
There's an entourage down there. I mean, they look like they're from Cuba or Miami. One of them had like a purple top hat, and then another one, like they look like Puerto Rican music producers. But they were like an entourage. But he was talking super loud, and then he's like. Another, we did it again. It happened organically. We got a number one hit. I kept like talking super
loud. Probably some huge artist.
So, yeah, but I'm just he like, has no but clue. It's just like he kept saying it super loud in my ear.
Yeah.
And it happened organically. We got another hit. And then I'm just like, all right, you gonna like let the whole world know? Like,
you work at that Starbucks?
No, it was outside near where the food court. But they made it seem like it was a reality show, and it was like,
oh, yeah. got it.
People, it was like regular families were out there, but he made it seem like he was, you know what I mean?
He's like yeah.
Like Benzino.
Yeah.
And like, they had their whole entourage. It just kind of bothered
me. So you
like,
hate that kind of shit?
No, I just like, I like humility.
I love humility.
Like, just be humble. Like, don't.
Yeah, humility.
Don't let the world know your shit. Like, and no one cares anyway.
Yeah, no, most people
you
don't
Jay-Z
care.
Are you Jay-Z or like, if it was Beyonce, I'd be like, whoa, can I have your autograph? But
they only
like,
care if they care.
But they thought that the whole world was made like, we got it happened organically. Another one hit, bro. Yeah. We got a hit, bro. And then it's just like,
I know my.
Have you seen that in L.A.?
Yeah, my rep's kind of like, because I don't get excited much, you know. Yeah. Like when they say things like, you got this, I go right on. You know, because I don't think of anything of like, not that I don't appreciate it.
Yeah, but you're not going to announce it to the world in public.
Not necessarily. There's some moments I'll announce. Okay. But like, I think for me, man, like, I don't know. I just like the way everything flows. Not saying I don't have like aspirations or things that I want to do, but I just love flowing it and doing it, and like when it happens, and I love, you know, like my favorite thing right now is like,
you won't announce it to the world in a public, like at Target, like to like, that's my point. Like, it's good. I'm happy for their success, and that's fine. But there's a time and a place. Like, you can't do it like that loud and publicly, like it's a reality TV show. That's all.
Especially
I'm
if there's no cameras.
There's no cameras. Yeah. There's no cameras. They're just announcing it super loud.
Yeah, that's that weird shit.
Yeah, but that's like LA, huh?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's like LA.
I don't
it's
know.
Just...
I feel like a lot of it has to do with LA for some reason.
Oh yeah, but also you've been here longer than I have.
Yeah.
But also like, I mean. Yeah, that would happen here more than it would happen in like Des Moines, Iowa.
Or Alaska.
Yeah, you're right. This is the place for that type
like,
of shit to happen.
Like Oklahoma, like, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
Or Dayton, Ohio.
You're right.
Yeah, that's not going to happen there.
You're right.
It's only, you know, they had the
that's
entourage.
That weird shit.
That's that weird shit.
And we don't do
that
weird shit.
That's that weird shit. I'm like, oh, God.
I know, I just...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm just saying, it's just like, I think that's a reason why I don't like going out, because I don't like seeing shit like that.
We're going out in what sense?
Well, just in LA. Just I don't like. I don't like.
I know.
Like,
you know, I leave.
I don't want to leave.
You know, usually when I, most of the time, majority, I'd say 99% of the time when I get off stage, I pretty much go home.
And you talked about this in your car.
Yeah, I pretty much go home.
And then that goes to show that.
So that's why I don't see any ladies at the show.
That's what I'm saying, because you know the dudes that are hooking up with ladies, they're hanging out 4 hours more at the bar.
You know what?
They're like, hey, what do you want to drink?
Here's the thing. I'm not.
That's not you.
I'm not upset or weird that I don't have that. I'm not in a relationship.
Yeah.
I'm not weird that like I don't feel sad that I don't have a lady in my life. That's not it at all. So like for me, like I'm not gonna. I'm gonna run after it.
Can I give you play devil's advocate?
Play it.
2 years from now, if Elon Musk created a AI robot, a female, that's no different. If you were to look at this robot, you would think, oh, that's a real human being, okay? And the starting price is $4,500. But you could customize this robot, okay? It's like, you know, like those synths in like Blade Runner, and you know,
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a 4-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway, because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Blade Runner, you know, would you consider dating a robot? But you could customize the robot, like, however you want it to look, and the mannerisms, and like even the way the voice sounds, and the way the robot walks, and you could program it to laugh at every one of your jokes, not just like the setups, like everything you say, it'll laugh at you. At whatever you do, and you guys just, there's no fights that happen. You'll get along with it perfectly. Would you consider it?
What made you think you could ask me that question?
I don't know. I just think it's interesting because we're probably close to that time as far as technology.
But knowing me, Stevie, we've known each other for years now.
I know. That's a negative.
If I don't hang out,
that's a negative. I know. Ask me that if I didn't have a girlfriend.
If you didn't have a girlfriend, would you let Elon Musk fucking create you a robot, starting price $4,500? You get to paint her whatever way you want. Would you do it?
Absolutely.
Oh, God. But I'm the dork?
And you're in first. I know I'm the real dork. Dude, that is some incel hermit behavior. What I just said.
Kissing on the forehead?
Yeah, let's timestamp that. That's ask me again.
Would you do it?
No.
Yeah.
Negative. I wouldn't do
Negative.
It.
Negative. See? No, you see what I'm saying?
No, I wouldn't.
You see?
I wouldn't do it.
Like, it's like,
I wouldn't do it.
No need.
I'd rather be alone.
I'd
rather be alone in nature, fishing, learning how to fish, just living out my life like Mr. Miyagi, like seeing the gray hairs come in, like, okay, I lived a pretty good life. I try to live an honest life.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'll just go into the next dimension or whatever the next afterlife has to offer me. I thought I left some good energy on this planet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I thought I put out some good art when I was on this planet, and that's it. You know, ChappelleLacey.com, folks. Get yours today.
When does this come out?
Next week.
Oh, it comes out next week?
Yeah. Can you start promoting yourself?
Yeah,
on
so
this
next
thing,
week.
Man?
What
like,
day
let's
next week?
Fucking get it going.
What day
man?
Next week?
Wednesday.
Comes
let's
out Wednesday?
Get it going, bro.
So, Wednesday, when this comes out, I'll be in Springfield, Missouri, February 9th and 10th. And then I'll be in Richmond, Virginia, February 15th, Virginia Beach, February 16th, then March 6th, 7th, and 10th. I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina, and Raleigh, North Carolina. And then just added Ontario Improv, April 10th. I'll be there one night only, April 10th, Ontario Improv.
Get your ChappelleAC.com. Yeah, get your tickets.
Please get your tickets.
For all those dates.
Please get your tickets. And specifically the Virginias. Because here's the thing, Virginias.
Yeah, and the Carolinas.
Yeah, because if I don't sell 100, if they don't have 100 people like 24 hours before, they cancel that shit. They cancel that bitch. So I need to sell it out. Why not, Richmond? Why not? I'm one night only. I'm on Valentine's Day?
Richmond.
Bro, I'm all about love.
So this Valentine's Day weekend?
Yeah, Valentine's Day. Oh, Valentine's Day.
In Richmond.
In Richmond.
Virginia.
Richmond, Virginia.
So, folks.
And then the following day, Virginia Beach, February 15th. But that's still love.
So, folks, Valentine's Day in Richmond, Virginia.
Mm, yeah.
Buy your damn tickets, and you're going to have a great time watching my boy perform, doing his thing.
Yeah.
Get all the tickets and all the shows he just said at ChappelleLacey.com.
Yes.
Okay. Support him directly. Buy the tickets on his site directly. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else, Mert? And if you want to follow him on Instagram,
ChappelleLacey.
Spell it out though for him.
Oh, S H A P as in Peter, E as in Edward, L A. C as in cat, E as in Edward, Y.
Get yours today.
Yeah, right?
Get it today.
That means a lot.
Say the dates again.
Fuck. February 9th.
This is a memory. This
I know,
memory.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
February 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri. February 15th, Richmond, Virginia. Sorry. February 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri. February 14th, Richmond, Virginia. February 15th, Virginia Beach, Virginia. March 6th, Charlotte, North Carolina. March 7th, Greensboro, North Carolina. And March 9th or 10th, Raleigh, North Carolina. And then April 10th, Ontario Improv. Now, I was close to selling out Ontario Improv last time. So, you son of a bitches, show the fuck up.
Get your tickets only at ChappelleLacy.com. Get those tickets directly on that website.
On that website.
Okay? Get yours today.
And we'll talk about love.
Now, we won't do this, but do you think you'll be able to say those dates flawlessly?
You want me to do that?
Do it flawlessly.
Okay.
I'll give you the platform again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
February 9th and 10th, I'll be in Springfield, Missouri. February 14th, I'll be in Richmond, Virginia. February 15th, I'll be in Virginia Beach, Virginia. March 6th, I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina. March 7th, I'll be in Greensboro, North Carolina. March 10th, I'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina. And then April 10th, I'll be in Ontario at Ontario Improv. Tickets at ChappelleLacy.com. Oh, I forgot a date.
Okay, they do it one last time, but dude, that was almost
nearly perfect. Actually, it's not even on my website yet, so never mind.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We got to go on a road trip or something when you're not busy. Let's go camping or
you
something.
You want
to do? I'll go camping with you.
You want to go to Joshua Tree?
Yeah, let's go to Joshua Tree.
You want
to
do that?
Yeah, I'll go to Joshua Tree with you. Dude. Go look at the stars, hang out. You might meet someone out there, maybe a hippie lady
out there. We'll take my Jeep.
That's into
we'll
like
take my Jeep.
Crystals and stuff.
You want to vlog it? You want to vlog us going?
Yeah, I'll vlog it. Hey, you know what? I'll bring my boy off the grid, Ryan. You know Ryan? He knows all that stuff. We'll bring out Ryan, too.
Okay.
He knows all the gear.
All right.
Okay. Did you have fun?
I had a great time.
Hey, man. Hey. Does my brother love you or what?
He does. Your brother shows me so much love.
The way he talks about you, dude, let me tell you something. The way Bobby talks about you, dude, his eyes water.
Shut up.
I swear to God. No. He looks at me and he goes like this. Dude, I fucking love that guy. And I go, what? I fucking love that guy. I go, okay, dude. He's my friend, too. Relax.
He had me on.
He gets emotional about you. What is it about you guys? You guys have your own relationship.
We always do that.
You guys eat together? What's going on?
We eat together. He interrupts my sets when I'm on stage at the comedy store.
He goes, wrap it up, dude.
Yeah, wrap it up. Come on.
Dude,
we're hungry.
Wrap it up, dude.
Come on, we're going to eat. Yeah. And then
wrap it up, dude.
He put me on his show at Brea Improv. The Bobby. New Joke Night or whatever.
Did you see him on Rogan?
No, I didn't watch that episode.
Oh, he's finally
yet.
On Rogan.
Yeah.
Go check out my brother on Joe Rogan, okay?
Yeah.
He's finally on there. It took him 20 years.
I don't think Rogan's podcast has been around for 20 years.
Or, you know what I mean.
I'm trying.
You know, it took him 12 years, 10 years to get on it. Okay, say your dates one last time.
February 9th and 10th, I'll be in Springfield, Missouri. February 14th, I'll be in Richmond, Virginia. February 15th, I'll be in Virginia Beach, Virginia. March 6th, I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina. March 7th, I'll be in Greensboro, North Carolina. And then March 10th, I'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina. And then April 10th, I'll be at Ontario and at Ontario Improv. Tickets at ChappelleLacy.com. Damn.
Hell yeah.
You're keeping all those date books?
I don't edit. It's all staying in
golden.
There. Dude, I gave you 5 commercials. That's 5.
Yeah.
Dude, no one will ever do that.
Yeah.
Dude, I gave you 5. You did it 5 times.
We should play What's Golden
should I make a banner?
We should play What's Golden by Jurassic 5 now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I like them.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Charlie Tuna. Thanks. Dude, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. You can best support this platform by going to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. Go my latest album, Pure Eternos, is at stevieweebybandcamp.com. Did Toby enjoy that interview that I did?
He enjoyed it.
He did? When is that coming out on?
I don't know.
Okay. But he's going to air it?
Yeah, he's got banks.
How backed up is he, really? Is he banked?
He is banked.
Like is he 100 ahead?
Yeah, for sure. Really? But it wouldn't be like that. Like, he plans it all out.
Okay,
he's got a plan. Look out for it because I did it with him on
Toby Morris's. Mm-hmm. Shout out to, and then you know Tom DeLonge said hi back to me.
Yeah, he did.
So shout out to Tom.
Shout out to Tom DeLonge.
You think if Toby reaches out, if I reach out to Toby and Toby reaches out to Tom, Tom would come here?
Probably.
So Tom, power high, baby. Let's make it happen. Love you, man.
Love you too, brother.
Go to ChappelleLacy.com.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Hiding in the crevices, in the coral premises, in my Neverland like Peter Pan, checking messages.
I feel like a king.
It's the way that you grow when you let them go. When they hit your plateaus, when they push you, fall so low. Oh. I'm a silhouette that you'll forget, a shadow in the dark. I'm a villa, second part, a deck that shuffle with the cards. I'm a vortice to heart, like a monk upon the ledge. And I'm trying to do my part before departing from the edge. I'm a shark is at a rock, is there a
just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.